And then the house, they decided to sell the house that fall, and she bought it.
Indeed. And the house you grew up in, what different pieces of furniture would you have had, say, in your parlor? You mentioned the piano. What else might you have had?
Mm-hmm.
Did you think?
This was in there for a number of years before I moved up here. My sister bought this suit of furniture when she thought she was going to get married. She didn't marry that man, though. And we used it, and then we had some... my little niece who lives in Mountain Brook up in Birmingham, she has some of the furniture. Her mother had it. When we moved out of the big house, Annabelle was living in a big two-story house on Union Street. It's that not there anymore. There's a small brick duplex on the lot that big house used to be on. And when they emptied her apartment, her house, when she moved into an apartment out of her house after her husband died, Edna took some of that furniture and she has it in her house. And one piece was a, I don't know what they call them now, but it was a mahogany bench, kind of a settee or something like that. And then we had these chairs. They had good leather on them.
Rocking chairs.
Uh-huh. And we had some straight chairs. Those two chairs back there were two of the 12 dining room chairs we had. We had a big round table that you could put leaves in and, you know, spread it out and make almost a banquet table out of it. And we had 12 of those chairs. They are some kind of oak. And they say that you can't buy those now. I have six of them.
If they're oak, they would be tremendously expensive.
I didn't have room enough I sold the table and six of the chairs to a girl who lives in Mobile. We had a real pretty little thing you keep your china or silver, china or crystal. We had a lot of that cut glass. Mom and Papa celebrated their crystal anniversary. And they got a lot of that cut glass. That isn't made anymore. I read the other day what they make doing now is pressed glaze. But I read an article in a recent Time magazine that they have a new method. They're making cut glaze again. But it won't be like that. That's real heavy.
Talk about the settee. Would you call this thing? What would you call it?
That's a sofa.
And how would that differ from the settee we're talking about?
Well, this is small and the back straight up and it ain't got cushions on it. It's just a little wooden. Of course, we always had cushions on it. They were made, or they were bought, fancy cushions. You didn't sit on the bench, on the hard bench, all the time. I mean, you could have a pillow on you if you wanted it. But this life. Now, there's a chair in that room that has a higher back than this. And let's see, I don't remember. Oh, we had wicker furniture. Wicker has come back in style.
I see that all the time.
I had some wicker. I had two wicker fineries. And I gave Dad and Louise, his niece, she wanted them. And I let her have them. And she fixed them up and they looked lovely. She sets up planks in them in the wintertime. And we had wicker furniture. Yes, we sure did. And then we had, in that big house, we had one suit of furniture that I sold for practically nothing when we moved out of the big house. And the washstand and the dresser had marble tops on them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I should have got rid of that stuff. Oh!